1995. Greetings, Commander.
Salu. Aloha.
Aloha.
We haven't had a meeting here in some time, and this one's going to be partially off the record. I come in light. It's an exciting, exciting time. My thrust in writing has turned almost exclusively to the cellular structure of life. I want to ask permission. I'm not going to give names on this tape. I don't want trouble for any of you. But we have a doctor with us, and I would like permission to utilize your drawing. It's very, very good. And I appreciate your sending it and sharing it, and I need it now. So I need your okay, and then I need to have it run in the paper and a few other things.
Yes. Is this a drawing that I...
Yes.
...of the human being?
Very, very perceptive. Extremely perceptive.
It came from your communication.
Thank you. Well, I don't like to brag.
I know. It's okay.
This family, right?
Yes.
You can't even consider building a world on the basis of what you know about creation and yourself. And I'm not snickering to insult you. I am loving you at the level of growth where you are and at how hard you are struggling to absorb it all quickly enough that you do all of the right things. In the first place, you won't do all of the right things because learning is usually best experienced through some error and correction. The foolishness that has taken humanity is its inability to take those errors of past historical events and bring about a growth instead of a repetition. So we try to break that mold. On the other hand, you have to understand what Earth is, what any third-dimensional planet truly is. It is a schoolroom. But it doesn't have to perish in destruction. Isn't there ever going to be a time that mankind can grow in his civilization to turn it into radiance rather than destruction? You see, the war of worlds are usually won by evil. Why is that? Because all worlds with human manifestation operate on that level. Maybe some have a little better technical grasp of some things. The ones from Plutonius may be a little sharper than you with flying craft. But you're still talking mechanics. And your world, yourself, your soul, have nothing to do with mechanics. So you can have the finest spaceship to play with. But if you want to get to Pleiades, the most efficient way to get there is through thought energy projection. But it is nice, isn't it, if you get there and you can reassemble. And that leaves almost all of you out, doesn't it? So the last couple of days especially, I've hit pretty hard, quote, literally below the belt. You know where your brains are? You've got to get up from below the belt or you're never going to make that reassembly on Pleiades. Now, you may make it into a craft and you may go out there and you may do a lot of playing because most of you are back here and you don't remember really what you came for, but you're willing to just play this along as it's revealed to you. And that's why I have to caution you, because you do not have that visibility out there. That is for the other dimension. And that's so that you don't get sidetracked and go jump the gun, because you know. No offense to Mr. Jackson, but had we gotten him out of there a year ago, guess what you'd be doing now? Most of you would be in prison. Because he was going to join with your adjutant general in the militia. Remember? So if it appears things are not happening to your suitable time schedule, please know that others have to grow. Or they'll march you off in the wrong direction if you are a follower. Now, just because Ron Jackson can seem to rally people does not mean that he is necessarily a good leader. He has proven in the past to be a rather lousy leader. But you have given him honorable attention, and in this gift, he will be a good leader and he will be a tireless leader. He'll run you ragged. You'll begin to hope that he gets a little bit sick. But he's smart enough that he's going to get on all the products and he's going to get well. He will probably give up everything but Glenlivet and cigarettes. And therefore, we have to keep him well in spite of himself until he outgrows it. Now, let me tell you a little bit about colloidal gold. You want to break an addiction? You want to break a habit? Take a good bit of colloidal gold. It sharpens up the synapses in your brain, and you don't have the driving need. And if you keep busy enough, your new habits will replace the old ones. It is especially useful in the treatment of alcoholism and was used for years and years and years, even in its particulate form before they could really colloidalize it. So you're talking about bringing up into life a healthy body. But most of you will not give up your bad habits until you're ready. They are your friends now. And until you don't need those friends and that solace and that stroking that you get when you're numb, you'll continue to use these things. Because the mind at this point needs them. It needs a break. So don't be too hard on anyone who's having trouble. But just push a little bit more colloidal off on them. We have the things this minute that can keep you alive. I'm going to tell some rather dirty things here that are going to, gag. Jackie understands. We have a friend in Canada, several in the local, actually a health food store, health like Combs, where you get vitamins and these products and things. Off and on sick, just not ever feeling quite well. And then one day, a little less than 2 weeks ago, a pigeon was hurt in the street, was hit. So one of them went tearing out, gathered up this bird and brought it in, and it later died. Well, all three of the ones handling this bird, but one or two who handled the bird, did not get sick. But these three got pretty sick. One, it took about 24 hours. The other one was, you know, a little bit longer and still washed out. And the third one was really, really sick. So they called, could it be the bird? Is there something about that bird? Well, not that quickly. And let's not jump to conclusions about our animal friends. You don't leave it to die because it might have a mite on it. And so the person got sicker, literally had accepted the fact that he was going to die. He had done everything he knew to do. He had taken the Giandriana. He had taken some of the Oxysol, and some of the, you've got all these names, I can't keep up with them, the silver colloid anyway. And he had even gotten so desperate because he began to bleed from the rectum that he took, I believe, a hydrogen peroxide enema or something. And he seemed to rally a little bit, but he was not doing well. And then all of them, because of the possibility of parasites in that bird and a rapid response some way, they all started on the cleansing program, the parasite cleansing program. And it just happened that they had only gotten this in like 2 days before from Wes. So this man was less than, well, not even quite a full week into this. And of course he'd been doing all of these things. And he passed a squid-sized parasite. And he is still passing parts of it. It was squid in its, it had tentacles. It has tentacles. Very hard pinchers on the end of each one of those little suction arms. Over 6 inches long. And of course, by the time he passed it, it was a glob. Its body had no real form. It just clung together sort of like a jellyfish, and some of the arms had broken off of it, and he was still passing it. But the bleeding stopped. He then took a silver colloid enema, and of course he has continued on the parasite program, and he said, I'm getting well. It's over. The other ones in the group, because they do run a health food store and they needed to really attend the products, pass multiple worms and parasite, gobs of them. It sounds terrible, but you must know that it is normal. You just don't know what you've got. So don't let these regular cleansings go. If you're feeling fine, then don't worry about it. On the other hand, if you begin to really feel washed out and you just can't get it all together, taking a whole bunch of antibiotics or even the silver colloid won't do it. It may kill even some of those parasites. But for goodness sakes, if something lingers on, attend it. It cannot hurt you. It can only help you. Now, we had a woman, desperate. She was dying. And she had finally found some help in her life. And she was quite happy. She had recently married. This was about better than a year ago. And then she began within the last few months to just go downhill. She went to 5 doctors who couldn't find what was the matter with her. So she went to Seattle, where she could go to the specialist, and 2 finally concurred that she had Lou Gehrig's disease, Dr. Hawking's disease. God, I would like to get him. These are needless deaths. But she writes desperate because she's failing. She can't get up. She's lost the use of her left side. And she knows she's going to die with it. And I could study the situation, and I couldn't find a thing wrong with her except she had beriberi. And some simple signs of pellagra. I told her so. And the group got her together a care package and sent it off to her, and in less than a week, she is so much better that the only weakness she has left is in her left hand. Will this always be the case? Will these miracles always happen? These are not miracles. Leave miracles to miracles. These are not miracles. These are giving the body what they need as a tool. Diligently attended by ones wanting to get better and allowing themselves to get better. I speak of Dr. Hawkins. Is he recoverable? Probably not. There's too much damage. But I'll guarantee you that he would sure be better, and then he could get better. But do you think that's going to happen? The world's leading scientist, do you think that's going to happen? Not on your ever-loving cotton picking life. Could Mickey Mantle have been saved? Absolutely. In less than a week. So what do? Try to save the world? No, you can't save the world. They won't let you. You can quietly take care of yourself and share with friends. There are a lot of these products you can even advertise as we move along here. We're going to have to take back the Giandriana production for two reasons. I make better. That's one. And number two, George Green is working with Wendell's family, who George Green says wants his money back. Now, Wendell has made 10 times what he put into anything in the Institute and still has the Institute funds. And yet that jackass is going to cost Wendell that lovely income that his wife likes so much. But she will not stay in the house when any of our people might go to visit. She literally got up and drove away. She would not only not stay in the same room with these kids who had gone to talk to Wendell about the products, but she literally left the property. Now, we should support this kind of unloving attention and go back to court again? No, I won't do it. I won't do it. So, it's busy. My people are having to run a double shift just to get set up so that we can begin to shift over when you're left with no resource, no supply. But can we do it? Yes, we certainly can. We not only can, we certainly will. And in the doing of it, you will find that we can also make it on our own. And therefore, we do not sit around twiddling our thumbs and saying, "Oh God, when will the money come?" It would be nice for that money to come so that you could keep the paper in production. But there have been enough kind people to help there that is still going out. I have to turn my attention to the spiritual life, light, and living structure. Ones who can begin to restructure the nation. But you have to know what you are. You have to know why you are. And you've got to comprehend where you are. You are the thought projection of energy frequency manifest of God. And you have your society. Then you have the next overlord, the next overlord, the next one. And then way out yonder is the overmind. These are just common little descriptive terms that Clark liked to use. But you're coming to an end of that little pre-kindergarten phase of childhood. I like to say you're to childhood's end as you recognize it, but you're really not. You are still in the primitive phase of growth. You have not outgrown the evil desire that always sucks you back. And I'm sorry, going and sitting in a cave and meditating on your belly button doesn't cut it. It has to change within. And then that within has to come out. EJ, in which order should we read yesterday's and today's? These are things I want on the tape because we have not been able to visit with our taped people out there. Yesterday was the introduction to the book, and it's. But don't worry about the book because my introductions never match the book. They just whatever comes next. But these are both, I think, cover your cellular structure, and you better start looking at life because you're going to have life whether or not you have a good government. And if you look around you as you're existing today and you say, oh, I don't want to lose my freedom, you haven't had any freedom since 1933, even to speak about. And you've done pretty well. So to say, I can't live in this system is foolish. You can. And to say, I will not and I demand my rights, what are your rights? Are they different than they were yesterday? No, you just feel it coming down on you. But isn't it strange that the ones in the cities ready to go to war and riot, they don't feel it. So moderate your thoughts. Dharma has thought about this quite a lot lately because, you know, she went off to visit with Ron Jackson and the plane was tampered with and I had to get him home. And they lasered a hole right through the manifold, fried the ignition. This is nerve-wracking. Be careful what you do. You do not have to fight this system. You build a better way and everybody will follow you. You don't drag them in. That's what's already gone wrong. And if you're going to replace a Clinton with a dictator, then don't bother anyway. Because you're far enough along in God's kingdom that you'll get snuffed out. Will this be done? Yes, indeed it will. If there are enough of you who will support these various and sundry pods of activity, you better believe it can be done. And if it's not all a big lie, you're going to go and set up a community and a government right on top of the biggest underground city in the world. It hums all the time. It hums and hums and hums all the time. But what you're really going to find is that you have the Pleiades Fleet Command with a whole segment in those mountains. They're called the De Cristo Mountains. Isn't that interesting? Tawa. Taos means God. City of God. City of the sun. And it's in the De Cristo Mountains. The mountains of truth. where the Brotherhood came. So anyone going over that part of New Mexico, you go with my blessings, and I'll probably be the first to welcome you aboard. Because we don't even need openings in the mountains. We come and go at will. So we certainly can give you some shelter. But not if you're just going to play more of the silly nonsense. If you can actually strengthen your code of honor, you'll go back to the Brotherhood of the Native American, from whence the assholes stole their constitution and made it yours. They wrote the Indians out of it, of course. So if you want to know the constitution of the Brotherhood of Man, you will go back up to the what you call the Great Lakes area, and you will dig out that original treaty and constitution among those Indians in that area. And upon that rock will you build your nation with them. You already can put your government if you want to, and especially your businesses over on the Indian nation, on the reservation, because they're already a sovereign nation. And you can start working with the Indians to reclaim many of the places of the lion. And Tehachapi is one of them. This was the homeland of what were called the people. This is where human people were brought first. And you will find the signs up Sand Canyon anytime any of you feel like doing a little hiking. They're pictures of the etheric beings who brought them here. And they were willing to struggle to build here at the crossroads, or better known as the Four Corners. You see, anywhere where you have four things meet, it's called the Four Corners, isn't it? But psychics came along, and spiritualists came along, and mystics came along and said, oh, it's all over there in Arizona at the Four Corners. No, it's not. Some of it is. And some of you may want to go poking holes, you know, to see where those tunnels are so you can figure out where El Dorado is. These pods must survive. And the reason for Tehachapi is so that where the crystal is here and where we are here, we can begin to build. And hopefully before you become an island and can still get things over here. And all of that is due to take place before the turn of the millennia. Remember, the dark side has to win completely by the end of this millennia, because then it becomes our turn. So you would like something left to use for your turn, wouldn't you? Read, Oberle. Let us hear how brilliant I am.
Yes, sir. Introduction to Volume 1. Universal Life, Light, and You. Mysteries of Life, the Body and Mind Electric. First, I must remind you that our writings are not of a novel type, nor are they a compilation of daily revelations of some nitwit kind. We are on a mission, a journey, wherein we keep ongoing diaries of various things taking place in your world, and refreshing your minds as to that which has come before, which relate directly to your lives and functioning thereof. There is nothing new on your place, for your place is only a compilation of the manifest form of thought, which results in that which seems to be materially solid and the impact of that seeming fact to your electric body formed of the elemental substance of the universal whole. In the paper, first called Phoenix Express, then Phoenix Liberator, and now Contact, our full intent was to offer an opportunity for simple reawakening of truth in the things around you. Our first job, of course, is to allow you to associate that which is taking place in your perception as to impact on your very life as manifest, so that your choices could and can be better affiliated with that which is, and pull you back from the charade of the dark brotherhood, of the mystical and mesmerized world of potential dead end in both life, physical, and soul infinite. The task of the dark brothers in their never-ending quest to capture and isolate soul from God will, in each expression, pull soul into their own darkness of ignorance. The elite of the side in power knows what is taking place, but the very point of the game is to ensure that the players know nothing of either the intent or what is happening in reality in the game. If you can be kept totally ignorant, without knowledge, of even yourself and how and why you work as a machine, then soul is put in jeopardy, and it too will finally succumb to the power of the ignorance. Our task is to ready the field of play for the return of the opportunity of we of the light to be able to take the superior position on the game board field. Just as you gradually are dumbed down, so too is the recognition of revelation of hidden secrets, a rather slow integration in preparation for the greater enlightenment and finally knowing. You have been so magnificently denied factual truth that you now reach a time of decision as a species. You must learn what, why, how, who, when, which, where, and above all, while you are. You cannot move into a higher form of understanding until you are at the least aware of that which already is. You are not the you perceive in flesh and blood. That is simply a marvelous piece of magnificent machinery which is utilized and operated by you. Remove the you, soul energy, and the body degrades and returns to its component elements. As you go along in the perceived action mode, there comes to be wear and depletion of certain elements making up the wondrous piece of machinery, and they must be replaced. The rust must be removed periodically. For freedom of movement, these things, in the higher dimensions of expression, are simply garnered from the atmosphere, and we go on for we become totally etheric electric bodies of energy. We have ability to either take form or remain formless, but you have not the capability in a third dimensional setting. For the dimensional experience itself is not for the purpose of such exposure. If you are human in focus, then your experience is limited to the boundaries of the human expression. This is your school, wherein you learn these many facets of expression. You cannot express in another dimension if you have no real notion of what you are in this one. When the students are ready, it is said, so too shall the teachers be present. We are here. You do not have to know everything about everything. You only have to comprehend in higher mental recognition yourself and your alignment to God Creator. You cannot take the preschool child of 2 to 3 years of age and expect him to master calculus as a postgraduate professor. You don't have to master all of the knowing of your expression to comprehend the bigger picture, to open to higher manifestation. You do not hop from the tiny preschool to the Godhead in one jump because you decide you know better. You will produce the better, or you aren't going anywhere except to the pits in the you failed the course area. Earth and planets like her are the learning facilities for higher growth and realization in readiness for the growth into higher planes of experience. At some point in experience, the soul must prevail in light if it is to move on into these higher wonders of soul expression. That can be in the form of physical hologram, or it can be in the limited expression of physical gacha. One requires ignorance, the latter, and the former requires recognition of truth, of manifestation, and necessary input of knowledge. Darkness is but lack of knowledge, while light is the acquisition of more and more knowledge into knowing. You, as civilization, are just creeping upon the stage of possibilities and choices. Do you stay with the ignorant in the stage pit, or do you move beyond wars, death, violence, and stupidity onto the stage of real living? Do you, as the child, cling to the brass toy in your clutches, or do you turn to the truth of alchemy, wherein the ability to hold all the gold in the universe is yours? Do you limit your own growth by the bindings and assaults of the adversarial perceptions? You can work nicely within the system without becoming the system. In this volume, we are going to offer that which is known, but now mostly buried. There are many who know how it is, but they are put down and their work taken and utilized for the elite to use against you. It is time to take back knowledge. It seems we must start at kindergarten, and so it is, but you, in your gift from God, have capability of making good free will choices and moving beyond the masses who mill about in ignorant stupidity, caught in the spider's tangled webs of deceit and secrecy. We will be offering insight into the nature of radiation in living beings and how different rays influence them. We will speak of cosmic rays, for they are your source of universal being. We shall also offer insight into the wonder of astral radiation and how it molds and affects bodies and minds. We shall unfold the truth of how diseases are but the outcome of oscillatory disequilibrium resulting from certain modifications in the field of cosmic waves in consequence of interference through a secondary field at the surface of the soil from an astral radiation, solar, lunar, or else, which comes to the same thing from modifications of the electric constants of the living cell. Before we finish this small series of volumes, we shall speak of light, thought, and manifestation of physical matter from thought projection. We shall speak of how the body assimilates its fuel and allows functioning by operation of mind instruction. These shall be the texts for kindergarten awakening into higher education and comprehension. However, students, these also are the graduation documents for same. These are the theses of education which must be recognized to earn your diploma into the next step of realization. Will you pass or flunk? You have the choice of demolition of a wonder stage for your acting or freedom to further experience in a theater of radiant expression. No matter what may be told to you the people about the mystical raptures, saviors and thus and so, it is only illusion and a lie. We will not allow a rapturing of idiots and preschool kids into our halls of higher expression. You will not bring your evil games into our orderly places of balance and harmony. You will keep your wars and ignorance in the planes of expression where they are the substance beyond which the mind and soul grow. You must come to understand that God, Creator, cares not for your body any more than you would care for a bashed up, burned up automobile frame. Are you ready for the next vehicle? Or do you cling to the old rusted and worthless pile of junk whose wheels no longer turn and whose computer system is burned out? Soul bears the computer system, which directs your passage and journey into infinity. Are you going to chain it to the wreck and pound it into the ground of ignorance? Will this be easy? Oh, students, do you not want to do something with those ABCs you have just learned? What do you mean easy? I am sick of your easy. If easy is your goal, then stay with the burned out wreck and leave us alone to get our education, so that we can move on while you stay with the baby tenders in preschool lockdown. You have every right to stay in your playpen, always looking out from behind your cage. I, however, fly at will, and those who would fly with me are those students to whom I turn my attention. I am not the baby tender. The meek may well inherit the earth, but the bold shall inherit the cosmos. Students, you are but transplanted living beings in a nursery of earth. Your roots in this place are for the purpose of giving you life and binding you safely to earth. If you have planted them well, you will be able to release them and take wings and fly in freedom from the grounding of the root mass. The tap root is yet in the cosmos wherein you were birthed and delivered. Life must not mutate itself, but rather grow in wholesomeness so that soul can reach beyond the focus on the mutations. We, the teachers, are readying you who would continue your journey with us to be able to make the necessary transition. This requires a modicum of self-discipline, expression, usage of that which we offer, and above all, a daring spirit of adventure to step forward and change your environment in which you already experience so that you can move on. Oh, indeed, you can have freedom of nation, of self, and of cosmic interaction. However, you will not come forth into space and tell us how to run our worlds like you have thus far proven to run yours. We are not going to pay much attention to beginnings and endings of these volumes. We are going to abruptly break them into proper segment in a full series of ongoing writings and interrupted presentations as our journal entries are expressed. Do not expect a beginning and ending in reasonable fashion, for you will not find such. We are, as life, ongoing journalists, taking what comes and working around that which is. We will move from one volume to the next and hope you will keep up, because you are so far behind with background information as to be buried in the total volume of work already come before. This will be somewhere around 150-plus journal with no end in sight. So, if you are starting with this one, please spare us your quibbling until after you have mastered the other 150. Thank you. I would now, Dharma, like to move directly on to the beginning of the next volume and keep moving along. We will start the next journal with something such as Therapeutics of Cellular Oscillation and move right through Biological Transmutations. I will remind you of the products which we have made available to you. We just had a dying friend call us from Canada a couple of days ago. He had been in terminal phases of actually being eaten alive by parasitic-borne disease. He passed 6-inch-long parasitic squid-formed parasites. Students, your soul mind cannot function clearly if you do not get control of your physical body in some manner and raise your level of functioning above the frequency of these lower life forms. You must take responsibility for selves, for we can do no more than offer. We will enter year 9 on Thursday of this week, readers. I do not wish to take time to consider that topic here. It does, however, mean a great deal to the team. We are in transit and transition. This can be the time of radiance if we accomplish our work. I intend to accomplish mine. How about you? Yorgo Siris Hatan, August the 14th, 1995. I'm not sure I find anything in writing number 2 to read.
Well, start it anyway. And I'll show you what you're missing.
How could that be possible?
Well, EJ, every day you grow. You just didn't bring enough tapes, and you're trying to figure a way to shut out me. You know better.
Maybe I can get Charles to go get some more tape.
It's a possibility that you may need one.
Okay. I better check the one we got. Oh, it's just time to turn it.